A while back, Ryan and I went to see Transcendence, the latest Johnny Depp.
We can't help it, we're Johnny Depp fans.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad somebody is. He's good.
He's pretty, and he can act.
Yeah, but he's not Kurt Russell.
He does. Okay, well, nobody's Kurt Russell.
He's not Kurt Russell.
No. Admittedly, Johnny has done some crap movies, but he also does some amusing ones. And this one is about AI, artificial intelligence, basically. Mm. He's working on making a sentient computer.
Yes. Of course, not everyone's happy about this idea.
No,
you have the forces of Rift.
Rift is the revolutionary independence from technology!
Okay, I'm going to interrupt for a second. Okay, because this is something that's been bothering me a lot now.
Yes.
Who are anti-AI terrorists.
No. Let's just stop for a second and say, if you had the ability to make Skynet or an AI like this, would you do it?
Well, no. Personally, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I wouldn't, because I could see
badness. So you're on the side of Rift on this one.
Yeah.
Yep. And Roman?
No way.
Okay, I would. I've come to a realisation. If someone said, you've got the technology to make Skynet, you probably shouldn't, I'd say, hell yeah. Because it's just, you've got to do it. Okay, so I'm on the anti-Rift side.
Well, no, it's the Skynet thing that you're saying. Because Skynet was clearly set up to be evil.
Well, it's inherently anything you create is going to have that risk.
A sentient computer that wouldn't necessarily become evil, I'd be fine with that.
Oh, fine.
Anyway,
I've been asking IT people, and most of them are saying, I'd make it very safe, but yeah, I'd make it.
How would you make it safe? If you're binding this intelligence, then you're not giving it the freedom it requires
exactly
to be an
right.
independent intelligence.
I don't know, teaching it really, really good morals.
Who's going to teach it? Because you're talking about an intelligence that's operating orders of magnitude faster than most people think.
This is why I find it really curious that we're going to do it in spite of everything else. So let's continue with Transcendence.
And
you've helped address my ongoing concern.
This is the whole problem with the film. With the concept in the film is that, yes, they've got people who want to make it because it will be good and fabulous and wonderful for the world. And then the other side goes, we're going to be evil. And so there are those two sides.
So basically, Rift starts doing terrorist actions to basically wipe out all the labs that are doing advanced research in AI.
Yeah. And they try and kill off Johnny's character.
But they've got an incompetent assassin. He misses. The bullet just grazes Johnny.
Thankfully, the bullet is covered in polonium.
Yay!
To die anyway.
Which I still find insane, but that's okay.
So in the four weeks or whatever he's got
before
he dies...
Basically, his wife downloads him into his computer. And then...
Uploads, isn't it?
Could be uploads.
Yeah.
Uploads, okay. Makes an AI version of him in his computer.
It would be upload him to the computer or download him...
From.
Downloading to the...
Right, he gets cross-loaded to the computer.
He's in the computer.
Or possibly a simulation of him displaying characteristics is in the computer.
And that's where it's unclear as to whether it's him or what.
Mm.
He does do some very good things and comes up with some amazing technologies.
Yes.
But then further along in the movie he does somewhat dodgy.
Of course, people discover that this intelligence exists with various powers,
and
they're not impressed, and they decide to shut it down.
Yes.
They've built this huge installation in the middle of the desert using solar powers. It's way cool.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's a question of what is this intelligence? Is it in fact Johnny Depp, or is it some independent intelligence that has its own purposes for controlling things? The intelligence starts controlling injured people,
and that's the problem.
And resuscitating.
Healing the injured people with nano.
Yeah, like creating a zombie army does not give you good press.
Well, they weren't zombies. They were healed.
They resuscitated people who should have been dead.
They were healed with nanotechnology, but...
And they were under the control of the computer.
That was the problem. Yeah, they shouldn't have been under the
control. It's a slave army. This is not good press.
It had a great cast. There's Morgan Freeman, Rebecca Hall is his wife. Cillian Murphy's in it. Paul Bettany, really good cast. It looked spectacular. Still not entirely sure about it.
It was an interesting film.
It was very interesting. Lots to think about and argue about, basically.
We finally find out what is driving this alien intelligence, and it turns out not to be our hero.
Well, I think that's debatable as well. I think that's still pretty ambiguous.
I think it's his wife's desires that are driving the intelligence.
Possibly. It's ambiguous.
Yeah, and people get a bit upset when it starts spreading particles of itself all over the planet and, contaminating all the water systems.
Anyway, it's worth watching because it's just really interesting.